Let us pray. First, a prayer of approach. Gracious God, you are our host and guest. We gather today in your house or at home, knowing that you are with us. As you have welcomed us, help us to be a welcoming people and a welcoming community. Send your Spirit to breathe gently through our worship and in this hallowed hour, as a breeze blows through the open windows of a long closed house. Amen. A prayer of praise. God of creation, source of all being, the heavens declare your glory and the earth is your handiwork. For the diverse beauty of all you have made, we offer you our praise. God of salvation, eternal word, you came amongst your people and made yourself vulnerable to the risky business of human living. For being here with us, we offer you our praise. God of life, Holy Spirit, you move in the church and in the world, calling the least and the lost into a deeper fellowship of love. For an invitation founded in grace, we offer you our praise. God of all grace, accept our praise this day and help us to live as your people in the world. Amen. A prayer of confession. Let us confess our sins, trusting in God's mercy and forgiveness. For those times when we have lost sight of your love, despairing for ourselves and the world, heal us, God, and grant us a new beginning. For those times when we have lost perspective, putting our own concerns before the needs of your world, heal us, God, and grant us a new beginning. For those times when we have taken for granted the gifts that you have given to us, heal us, God, and grant us a new beginning. For those times when we have chosen to ignore injustice and neglected those in need, heal us, God, and grant us a new beginning. God has heard our confession, loves us still, and through Christ offers healing and a new beginning. Hear then Christ's gracious words. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Thanks be to God. And the Collect. Loving God, you built your church, the body of Christ, as living stones. As we gather in your house or at home today, help us to remember that we are your church in every place. Unite us in your Son, and send us out in the power of your Spirit to witness in your world. Amen. We hear now our Old Testament reading, that which is chosen for today, a reading which speaks of promise and a rainbow in the sky.